Louise McSharry on 2FM.
With Cadbury Brunch. Take a proper break with a Cadbury Brunch bar.
Did you hear that sound? That was Caroline going, ooh, in the background. So Caroline Clark is my producer here on the show. And you may remember some weeks ago for How to Be an Adult, I wanted to talk about laundry. And she laughed at me. She said, everyone knows how to do laundry. And I said, no, they don't. And so she came in and did a slot with us where she shared her experience and expertise in the area of laundry. And my friends, you loved it. I got so many messages about her being brilliant and her knowing her stuff. So she is back in today to talk about Christmas cleaning, and I'm going to read to you what she wrote for me to write about her so that you know how this is going to go. It says, on today's How to Be an Adult, we will be addressing the Christmas situation with the precision of a Navy SEAL, and you will enjoy it. That's an order. She's talking about spreadsheets, guys. Yeah. Spreadsheets in preparation for Christmas with the cleaning.
You don't have to use a spreadsheet, but I use it. It's kind of handy.
Tell me about your spreadsheet, Caroline.
Well, first of all, we'll start. Well, I broke down Christmas in 2 weeks.
Okay.
And this week is actually the busiest week you're going to have. Okay. You might not understand it. But one thing that, you know, in the work world, management is given its own job and its own resources and its own money. But in the home world, management is just this ethereal thing. Mm. It doesn't actually, and nobody gets time or credit for it. So this week is all about management and setting out a plan because, yes, magic, you know, Christmas is a magical time, but actually preparing for Christmas is not magic. Mm. It is hard work. Mm-hmm. It is graft. Mm-hmm. And and it can be overwhelming. This is my third time cooking Christmas and preparing one at home. Mm. And it can get overwhelming. So it's good to take some time, whoever is doing the big heavy lifting around Christmas. And that tends to be women in households.
It does.
Many an article going to be happening in the newspapers about the overwhelming work of women this time of year. So I would like all those people to take visible time. So tell the rest of the people in your household, this is my quiet time to plan. Because when you write the plan and they see the plan and you're going to put it on your fridge with a magnet,
okay,
or you're going to stick it on the side of a cupboard, they will see what needs to be done for Christmas. And therefore, when they say, oh, you didn't ask for help, you know, it's on the frickin' fridge.
Okay.
So, you know, that's what we need to do. So we're going to get the plan done.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so that's one thing we're going to do is we're going to literally make the plan.
We're going to make the plan. And I can tweet out my plan if you like. So the plan for this week is this is what you need to do. Check your herbs. When was the last time you spent some quality time with your herb rack?
Well, actually, I interact with my herb rack very frequently.
Okay,
because Ted, my 18-month-old, likes to take them out and put them back in.
Oh, yes. How exciting. Yeah, smash
them.
Lovely game. Yeah.
Like, the other day I heard in the kitchen
Kablamo.
My husband saying, Ted, don't eat the garam masala.
I love kids. They give us sentences we never thought we'd use. Exactly.
But I hear you.
Yes.
Yeah, what do you have?
So
you,
and also, what's in date? There's no point in having grass.
Herbs go off.
They can go off very much so, especially if you don't use them that often, like thyme or, you know, people use them a lot in soups. But if you don't get one that's in date or fresh, it'll just be like adding grass clippings to your food. So make sure it's still there. Also go through your condiments. There's no point in looking at your whole grain mustard thinking, oh yeah, there's loads in that. But actually it's just the grains that's stuck around the outside. So check all your condiments, check your herbs. So that's this
stock
week.
Take.
Stock take. Exactly.
Okay.
That's what we're doing. And also do check your garlic salt, because if for some reason it always goes hard and you think you have it and you do, but you can't get it out of the tin.
What are you using garlic salt for now?
I put it on some potatoes from Roasties. Nice, yeah. Anyway, so aside from that, you also, little known fact, children, Santa cannot deliver toys if your toy room, your toy box is over full and full of crap.
Yes.
So you have to do a clear out, kiddies.
Yes.
This is the week when you're going to go through the toy box and make sure that things are working. If they're not being played with, see if you can re-gift. But Santa just can't come if it's messy.
Yeah.
You can't see. So that's another thing that needs to be done.
That is a job I was planning on doing this week.
Definitely. Yeah. This is the week
to do it. They gather so much,
so much crap.
Yes.
Oh my God.
And bits of plastic. Mm. But then
Like, if you throw it out, he will
look for the bit of plastic.
And then it's your fault if you can't find it.
Yeah.
Also, there is that, oh God, it's when you're like, oh my God, I'm a terrible parent, when you realise your kid has 20 trolls from McDonald's.
Oh, right, yeah. That's one stock take. Yeah, you don't need
to. No judgment at all. This is also a time when you need to have a look through your wardrobe and their wardrobe to make sure you've got all the clothes that you want for the festive period. I know this is a weird Christmas time, but if you need to order knickers and socks, festive PJs, this is the week to get it done, because there might be delays and deliveries and all that kind of stuff. It's already a bit tricky. So that needs to be done this week. And also, now, I had a conversation with my partner about this and we were in two minds. I would like to get the carpets cleaned before Christmas.
Okay.
He's an after Christmas guy. Because his thinking is, well, everybody's in the
house.
Yeah,
you're going to wreck them.
Well, yeah, exactly. So you're actually, that could be right. But do have a good kind of critical look at your stairway, at your upstairs. Check and see if it needs good clean.
Now, I'm scared of the answer here. Mm-hmm. How often are you getting your carpets cleaned, Caroline? That's not a euphemism.
No, it's not. It's not that often at all. I did rent a house there. We were in rented accommodation for years, and I did pay to get the carpets cleaned because, you know.
Yeah.
Yuck. But you get great deals. Okay. You can get three areas for the price of two.
Okay, but how often?
How often would I like to have it done would be yearly. How often I've actually ever done it. I've only done it once in my life.
That's fine. Great. Mm,
no
okay.
judgment at all.
She's human too.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's this week. That's a busy week.
That is a busy week. Now, it's none of it's like the whole point about is putting this plan in place to take off the bits so you don't get overwhelmed.
Yes.
So you can, you know.
I'm with you.
Trickle this through.
Okay.
Exactly. So on to the 5th of December to the 12th. So now I'll ask you this now. Who is the most important visitor to the house during Christmas?
Santa.
No, it's the window cleaner. So you need to get a good weather app. The window cleaner is the most important visitor.
Okay.
So and the first step to getting a window cleaner is a weather app, because you need to see if there's any storms scheduled. So there's no point in getting your windows clean on a Wednesday if a storm is coming on Thursday. You see me? That makes sense?
I mean, yeah, I have never thought about this before in my life, but
yes, of course. So what you do is you get your wee weather app and you see what day suits. Now, look, it's not an exact science. You know, these things will always change. So you book in, get your window cleaner. If you haven't got it booked in already, just, you know.
Now, window cleaners, they just do the outside, right?
They can only at the moment.
Okay, but usually they can do it inside, yeah.
But at the moment,
I just never get. I even bought one of those Hoovers, the window Hoovers. I feel like I just can't get my windows clean.
Oh, I hear you. It's so tough. Now, my window cleaner, Jason. He's lovely. He's actually called Mr. Magic. So I think that actually ties in quite well.
Of course, you're on first name basis with your window cleaner. Of course you are.
Yeah, we text all the time. So he used to do the inside, but with Corona, you can't now. Yeah. So it's got the outside. The inside, oh, listen, Louise, it's so annoying, because also the light at the moment is evil. Winter light shows up every bit of dirt, every bit of dust and smudges. So outside of putting socks over everybody's hands in my family, they just keep touching the frickin' window. Oh my God. It's anyway, triggered. But yes, so get a window cleaner. That's your week. That's top of the list for the 5th of December. Now, I'm planning on decorating my house that week, but I think a lot of people have already decorated their houses.
Yeah, I did most of it yesterday. Yeah, so it took me 6 hours to put lights on the Christmas trees.
Okay. Are you okay?
I did two trees this year, and it was a lot of lights and there was a lot of tangling, but yeah.
Well,
anyway,
it's done now.
I think you're right. I think a lot of people are decorating early this year because we just need any tiny bit of joy we can get out of this life.
Exactly. So I completely understand that. I'm a big fan of getting it all done in one day, because you do, and you have to clean afterwards. You have to hoover up all the bits and bobs. It does take a bit of a schlep, so that's why this week isn't as busy as last week, should we say. You also need to take some quality time with your oven. So does it need a clean? can you do it yourself or is it too far gone? Do you need to get a professional in? A traditional oven, you can get an oven cleaning guy if it's just an ordinary bog standard electric. That's around about 60 quid. Oh. If you want your hob cleaned on top, that's another 25.
60 quid seems like, I mean, I know it's on the one hand, it's a lot of money, but on the other hand, cleaning the oven is one of the worst jobs.
It is, and they take it apart. They take, you know when sometimes grease gets into the inside of your door, they can take that out and clean it. It is a thing of beauty. It is beautiful. At the moment, it is great now. The my oven isn't that far gone, so I'll probably attack it myself. The product I love is Oven Pride. It has an overnight thing, and you put the stuff in the bag, and then you have to turn the bag a couple of times. And oh my God, it's just so pretty. It's so pretty. And the grime that comes off it. Oh, shivers. It's beautiful.
Caroline, come back into the room now.
Sorry.
So what are we doing then the following week?
So the following week, top of your list, check your medicine cabinet. Is there actually any Calpol left in that bottle or is it just sugary crust? Get your paracetamol, Rennie. And plasters, get those in because you know next week you're going to be too busy. This is when you need to also write your grocery list. Previously, you would have already talked about your menus. Talking about your menu and planning your menu is different to your grocery list. So try and divide to give yourself time to think about these things. So your grocery list, I'm a big fan of click and collect because I don't have time or the inclination to go into a shop. So I think click and collect, huzzah, brilliant. Also, check your glasses. So what glassware are you going to use? Does it need a bit of a polish? Because even if they're in a lovely cupboard, they can get a bit dusty and a bit murky. So boiling hot water, a little bit of vinegar, dip in and polish with non-fluff tea towel. You can get special kind of tea towels that are specifically for glasses. That's how you keep it nice and so shine up your glasses the week before. And then on the day, all you need to do is give it a bit of a wipe.
That's nice. The categories of tea towels. Okay, interesting.
And then we missed a step on the 29th to the 4th. If you're taking notes, add in that you need to run down your freezer. What does that mean,
run down your freezer?
Defrost
your freezer?
No. Check your freezer. What is in there? You need to eat everything that's in there over the next 4 weeks so you can create room for all your Christmas stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, so run down your freezer. Maybe that's just in my own head.
I have loads of gaps in my knowledge this.
So your leftover stews, your spag balls, the endless amounts of chips, run it down. You want to have at least one shelf available for Christmas stuff, either for leftovers or if you're going to be par cooking, like par cooking sprouts or carrots and parsnips and stuff. You need room for that. You also need room for your bag of ice as well on Christmas Day. So yes, run down your freezer over the next month to give yourself room.
Okay.
And do see, and on the week before Christmas, so we're back to the 13th to 20th, that is when you're going to clean out your fridge. Get rid of all the half-used jars that are a little bit dodgy. The open salsa from a month ago, get rid of it because you need room for Christmas. So ideally, you're entering into Christmas week with a quite sparse looking fridge and freezer.
Okay.
So you can load it up.
I just am remembering last year when my husband and I decided to clean the fridge like the day or the 2 days before Christmas.
Why?
Now, this was also the day that we had to go looking for our turkey, which hadn't arrived and didn't arrive. It was a big day. And so I took a notion that I needed to clean the fridge my husband put warm water on one of the fridge shelves and it shattered.
Yeah.
And we still have not replaced it. So done us.
Well, that means you can put loads of tall things.
That was a year ago. Anyway, we're going to talk about Christmas week itself, the 21st to the 24th. I feel like things are about to get real. I'm slightly scared. So Caroline, before we go to questions, and if you have a question for Caroline, 51552 is the number to text. Let's talk about Christmas week, 21st to the 24th of December. What are our jobs?
The main household job is stripping the beds. This is the last time you're going to strip the beds in 2020, hopefully. Now, outside of some woeful gastrointestinal issue, you are changing the beds. This is the last time. Yes, you can refresh your pillowcases, but you're going to strip all the beds on the 21st and that's it, done. I don't care how much fake tan is used.
Hang on, wait a minute. So you're saying you're stripping the beds this week and that's you until like 2nd of January or whatever.
Yeah, 2 weeks.
You're refreshing pillowcases in that time.
Yeah, I would. No, I wash pillowcases once a week. Yeah. And the base sheet. Now, there's a couple of variables. On the breakfast show, on the they used to call it playing tennis. If you play a lot of tennis, you might need to, you might need to refresh your sheets
okay, Caroline.
A bit more often.
All right, my God,
I know. Smart.
This is a family show.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so then what else are we at?
So once you got that done, you need to collect your groceries, or and that's sorted. Now, if you are doing a soup course, which I'm half. To do because I have a load of vegans in my house. I used to grow up with a fish course on Sunday on Christmas, but we're doing so. If you're doing your soup the 23rd, get your soup made, put it in. No, not at all. And then on the 24th, Christmas Eve, you're going to get all your veggies peeled, all your prep done. If you're boiling your ham, you're going to boil it on Christmas Eve to have it ready for roasting. But by 4 p.m., you are off the clock. That's it. You are done, and you are ordering takeaway that night. So that's a tradition in my family, always takeaway on Christmas Eve.
It's a great idea.
And it's a smorgasbord, like it's Chinese pizza burger.
Oh.
Yeah, stunning.
Okay, I'm a
it's beautiful.
If there's one thing I'm taking from this,
that's it.
That'll be it. Okay.
The Chinese pizza burger.
We have some questions for you. Pine needles do my head in. Yeah. I don't want to hoover every day, but I also don't want a fake tree. Any tips?
Microfiber cloths are fantastic. I don't know how they work. It's pure magic. So I would attach one to a sweeping brush. It actually works better than a sweeping brush because sweeping brushes can flick them and they can end up in queer places. So microfiber cloth at the bottom of your sweeping brush, it scoops it all up. It's brilliant and it's great for dust as well.
Okay, fab. Kira says, the doors on my shower are continually manky. I use a shower spray, but it's not going. Any ideas?
Yeah, now my friend Derv cleans her shower naked. She probably doesn't want me to say that, but what she does is you put on your marigolds, pot scrub, you're utterly naked, get in there with cleaning, like a good limescale. The manky, murky thing is probably limescale in your water that's built up over time. So you need to get your pot scrub, the scrub side of it, scrub it on and leave it for 5 minutes or so and then rinse it off. What you might find as well that you're cleaning the inside of your shower door, but you kind of like dust and crap can come on the other side as well. So give that a wipe too. So you need to get your pot scrub and your marigolds naked in the shower.
Okay. Good morning, Louise and Caroline, the dream team. Thank you.
Cool.
This is not strictly Christmas related, but what are Caroline's thoughts on washing pillows? I'm despairing at the state of mine.
I would only wash a pillow if you spent a lot of money on it. So if you're going 50 quid upwards on a pillow, I understand why you want to wash it. I've never tried it, but I know you can do it. Follow the instructions online, but it's a bit tricky. Now, most people tend to like not spend 50 quid or more on their pillows. And I hate saying this, but it's probably better for you all round just to throw it out and start again. But if you do invest money, always get a pillow cover. What's the
protector?
Thank you. Yes, get a pillow. And they're not noisy. They're not crinkly like some protectors. You can get nice cottony ones. It's just another barrier to stop the sebum and the oil from your face and drool getting through.
Beautiful.
Drool.
Sarah says, what's the best way to do a clear out without procrastinating?
Regular breaks and treats. You need to like just plan, even if it's a packet of Skittles and a cup of tea, just give yourself treats all the way through. And then the end goal, like you cannot go to bed. If I'm doing a wardrobe clear out, I put everything on the bed because you can't go. You have to get back into the bed at the end of the day.
Yeah, but you just take the clothes off and put them on the ground.
No, you don't.
There you go. Fundamental difference between you and me. Sarah, if it's any advice from me, someone who is terrible at this stuff, I did a big clear out recently of a room and I literally took everything out of the room to start, like almost everything, because that meant that I had to put everything back in, and I just didn't put anything back in that wasn't
kind of
useful, and I didn't have a choice but to do it because everything was outside of the room and I couldn't put the room on the ground. I don't know if that helps. Okay, very quickly, Emer says, I've been looking everywhere for the clothing bleach you recommended the last time, but I can't find it. I've tried Dunn's, Super Value and Tesco. Now, we do have an issue with this, don't we, Caroline?
Oh my God, we were talking about this. I went to Tesco's, which is my local
Ace bleach, by the way, which Caroline and I both love.
It smells stunning. It's usually under €3. It is brilliant. Tesco's have stopped supplying it in Ireland. They stopped stocking it because I DM'd them. Of course I did. DM'd Tesco going, oi, where's my Ace Bleach? And they don't have it anymore. I'm surprised now because I have found it in Dunnes and Super Value. Yeah. And even in a Centro, which is Musgraves, which is owned by Super Value. So I'd say check a Super Value or a Dunnes. Tesco's at the moment don't have it. And they said they're going to refer my request onto to their next meeting. So I expect something very soon.
Dervil in Wexford says, hi, Caroline. Any recommendations for getting red wine out of a carpet? This is a good Christmas
tip. Oh, the poor love. You poor thing. No, that's not good. I've always found the Vanish floor carpet cleaners, the sprays, quite good. They really are. Sometimes people use soda water if it's straight away. I think the bubbles in anything like that would actually really help. Not 7-Up, because then you're just putting sugar on your carpet. That'd be mad. So yeah, I've used the Vanish sprays and they've been very handy in the past.
Okay. Can you give us the name of the oven cleaner again?
So I'm very happy about this. Oven Pride. It is the best. Now, and you get to leave it on overnight, so he's the present of cleaning it in the morning.
Caroline Clark, thank you so much. Your wisdom is remarkable and your passion and excitement is otherworldly. Thank you so much.
Louise McSharry on 2FM.
With Cadbury Brunch. Take a proper break with a Cadbury Brunch Bar.